There's a phenomenon in the Catholic media that's been going on for about a year now. I call it Taylor Marshall Derangement Syndrome. Some of these podcasters and media outlets cannot help but go after Taylor Marshall. And it really is comparable to another phenomenon that happened about 8 years ago involving the former U.S. president. I'll call it Orange Man Derangement Syndrome. But you know what I'm talking about. I can't say the real name because, well, YouTube. But these people go off the deep end about Taylor Marshall, calling him a heretic, calling him a schismatic, saying that he's going after Pope Francis, or that he denies that Francis is really the Pope. And of course, none of this is true. Now, I like Taylor Marshall. I don't watch him all the time like I used to, but I still watch him from time to time. But here's one thing that I want to point out to those who are suffering from Taylor Marshall Derangement Syndrome. Have you noticed that since the establishment Catholic media declared open season on him, his viewership has quadrupled? He went from 200,000 subscribers to now he's almost at 1 million. So if your goal was to keep people from watching him, you failed. And why do you think that is? Why do you think that his popularity has only increased as you guys have been sounding the warning sirens against him? Well, it's because when you guys make your accusations, people go watch him to see if you're correct, and they see for themselves that you're not. What they find when they watch Taylor Marshall is that he is calm, his arguments make sense, he is well-informed, and he's not off his rocker at all. And quite frankly, probably right, and that you guys are just unhinged. I mean, they watch Taylor Marshall and they see their dad, if they come from a healthy family. They see their insurance agent. I mean, the guy's Ned Flanders, for crying out loud. He's not this monster that you guys paint him out to be, and they see that. They also see that he is taking the high road with you guys. He's not responding to your attacks. He's not making videos saying Dave Gordon this or Michael Lofton that. Every now and then he'll say my critics, but he doesn't mention anyone by name and he doesn't get nasty. You guys can't rattle his cage. You can't draw him into a fight. The more you guys go after him, the more unhinged and deranged you guys are about him, the more popular he becomes, because people see through it. And some of the criticism can be downright asinine. You have Dave Gordon calling for him to be prosecuted under canon law for inciting hatred against Pope Francis. And I saw a video on Reason and Theology where Michael Lofton claimed that Taylor Marshall had a meltdown on one of his videos about Bishop Strickland, saying, "Oh my gosh, what did I just witness? Folks, we need to pray for Taylor Marshall. There's something going on. I mean, there's some kind of manifestation or something going on." And then you watch the video, nothing to see here. I mean, maybe he was a little out of character when talking about the Pope's planers, which is a real thing, but he's demon-possessed is a little over the top, don't you think, Michael? And that is what you insinuated when you said he was manifesting. And some of these guys I used to watch and listen to all the time, like Church Militant, Catholic Answers, Matt Frad, and Taylor's not the only one that these people are going after. Some are going after Kennedy Hall as well. Why? Well, because they support the SSPX, because they're calling this pontificate out on what it needs to be called out on. These people act like it's a mortal sin to criticize the Pope, which it's not, so long as it's not done out of hatred. And as I've said, I've heard some of them say that Taylor Marshall doesn't recognize Pope Francis as Pope. Look, all these guys, Taylor Marshall, Kennedy Hall, myself, and the entire SSPX all recognize that Francis is Pope, okay? But the reason these guys are taking aim at Taylor Marshall and others like Kennedy Hall is obvious. They're encroaching on what these people consider to be their territory. Taylor Marshall is taking views and subscribers away from these people, and they don't like it. Some of these people have really big budgets. They have studios, they have employees, and Taylor Marshall's a guy up in his home office with a laptop, a camera, and a microphone. I mean, it costs him almost nothing to make a video. It costs these guys thousands of dollars. So they have no other choice but to try and keep people from watching Taylor Marshall, so they'll go back to watching them. But it's backfiring on them. The more they go after Taylor Marshall, the more popular he gets, and the less popular they get. So stop beating up on Taylor Marshall for your own sake. This also shows that we're winning. The traditional Catholic movement is winning, or at least gaining ground. And when you can't beat people in the arena of ideas, you have to go after them personally, lie about them, and tell people to stay away from that guy. Until my next video, God bless.